Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all tell us that just before Jesus died, he cried out in a loud voice, but none of them tell us what he said. Isn't that strange? They left it to the Apostle John to tell us, who was there as the only apostolic witness at the foot of the cross. Just as we also let John guide us every year through our Good Friday reflection. The word that Jesus cried out in a loud voice was one four-syllable word in Greek, tetelestai. It is finished, the sixth word from the cross. What is the it that was finished? It was his entire life of obedience in the sinner's stead. The life that Jesus had been leading as mankind's substitute from the moment of his conception. It included his entire state of humiliation. It included his active obedience, the things he gladly and willingly did in obedience to the law. It also included his passive obedience, the things he suffered, the things he gladly and willingly allowed to be done to him, from the insults he took, to the beatings and floggings, to the condemnation before the Jewish and Roman courts, to the nails and the crown of thorns and the spear. One righteous life had been lived from start to finish without a single transgression, without a single mistake. Satisfaction for the sins of mankind had been provided. Forgiveness for all sins had been merited. The earning of forgiveness for all sinners was complete. No one should dare try to add anything to the life and sufferings of Jesus in order to earn his salvation, in order to make atonement for his sins, in order to earn back God's favor, in order to earn God's forgiveness. Heaven has been purchased by the Son of God for all the sons of men once and for all. It is finished. Those were the words of Jesus' loud cry before he died, but they weren't his final words from the cross. The seventh and final saying is recorded only by Luke. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It's Father again, after the tormented cry just moments before, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because all is finished now. The cup of God's wrath poured out vicariously on Jesus in our place, had been emptied. There wasn't a drop left, not for Jesus, not for anyone who takes refuge in him by faith. All of his hard work, Jesus' Sabbath, had finally come. His spirit would be kept safe in his Father's hands, in paradise, while his body rested in the tomb until the third day. Just as the spirits of all believers are kept safe with Christ while their bodies await the resurrection at the last day. The dying Lord Jesus is victorious in death. He's at peace. This is the end, but only as the planting of a seed is the end of a seed. After it's planted in the earth, after it dies, it springs up into a new plant, into a new and much more glorious life. So too with Jesus, so too with all who trust in him. Now that we've heard all seven words that our Savior spoke from the cross, now that we've watched as the Lamb of God, the great Passover Lamb, was slain, we should take a moment to ponder the rest of what St. John told us about what happened there at the cross of Jesus and its connection with the Passover. When the soldiers came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs, but one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. It was the Passover lamb whose bones were not to be broken. So they didn't break Jesus' legs either, as the true Passover lamb. And do you remember what you heard on Sunday morning out there in the courtyard from that long prophecy of Zechariah? They will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. And one will say to him, "What are these wounds between your arms?" Then he will answer, "Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends." And what of this blood and water flowing from Jesus' side? Well, remember the rest of what Zechariah prophesied. "And in that day it shall be that living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth." First, the blood and water testified to the actual death of the Lamb of God, who by his death earned the right to be exalted to the highest place, to be called the Lord over all the earth, and to be given the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. But the blood and the water also testify to how the Lamb's blood would flow from Jerusalem, to be applied to the door frames of the Israelites' houses like the blood of the first Passover lamb, to be applied now to sinners' hearts. God's instrument for applying that blood of Christ, the blood shed on the cross, for applying the once-for-all sacrifice of Christ to sinners, would be holy baptism, the sacred water that washes us in the blood of the Lamb. Our instrument for receiving that blood of Christ connected with baptism is faith. As the writer to the Hebrews says, "Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." And for those who are safe inside the house, safe inside the church of Christ, baptized in his blood, Christ's blood also flows to us down through the ages in a special way, as it did for the Israelites, in a special meal where we feast on the Lamb and drink of his blood, safe inside the house from all the destruction of sin, death, and the devil. Give thanks today for the Lamb who was slain, who is worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Rejoice in his victory, and take comfort in the fact that you have been buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too should walk in a new life. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.